Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, and then ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today, and I hope all continually to be well with you and yours. And I want to take out this time on tonight to pray for those of you that have lost a loved one. May it be the last 48 hours, 24 hours, the last hour. I want to acknowledge you at this time and just pray that God will heal your broken heart, restore the joy that you once knew, and restore restoration unto your soul. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we shall say amen and amen. All right, we're going to go now into our opening prayer. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your heads as we go down and acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our soon coming Messiah. So I'm just asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and acknowledge Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. But we know that you have lying in wait a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but you are its architect and you are its creator. And until you crack those clouds, one of these old historical days, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims in this buried land. And I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that were able to tune in on tonight. I have been just kind of going here and there and dealing with family matters. But hey, I just want you to know that I'm back and I'm here to bring unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. And I will be with you 30 minutes on the clock, and we know that time is yet ticking along. So I have pretty much a lot to cover in this allotted time. But we're just going to allow God to have his way in our program on tonight. I just want you to get comfortable, get to a cushion to position your posture, get you some chip and dip and everything to sip, and just allow me to edify and bring before you the divine word of God. So we're going to go without any further preliminaries on into our scheduled program. Our title on tonight, entitled, Unity is What We Need. I want to say that one more time. Unity is what we need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know that Paul, hallelujah, he writes to the congregational at Corinthians out of a deep relationship with God. Hallelujah. And Paul had, hallelujah, relied on God's nurture, supporting his guidance through numerous humiliations, through disappointments and hardship. Now he challenges the Corinthian church to not, hallelujah, restrict its awareness of God's love to time when things are going well, but to allow God in power and presence to do his work in the midst of whatever life offers. Paul reminded that God's steadfastness is not determined by external conditions, even when we are in situations that are overwhelming, and it's distress. We're being prosecuted, abused by loved ones, or dishonored in our community. We know, hallelujah, that God holds us in loving arms. Like a loving parent, when he loves us through whatever threatens us, God's spiritual strength and beauty are revealed to us and those around us. Hallelujah. This is the God in whom we find our unity in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We know that this is the God who continually to stand all God's people into the divine presence. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That scripture reading is found in the law of 2 Corinthians 6 and 16. And we know that our strength, hallelujah, as African American people, has in so many instances emerged from learning to sing the Lord's song in strange lands. We must not be seduced by the false gods of, hallelujah, security, predictability, isolation, and exclusivity. For those gods close out our hearts to the richness of what God has to offer us. In God, through Jesus Christ, we are free to sing the song. Hallelujah. We are free, thank you, Jesus, to give ourselves generously to others. This is the power of the Spirit that sustained Paul and will sustain us as well through whatever adversities occurs in your and my life. Hallelujah. It is our prayer that life, hallelujah, in our communities to be sustained and guided by the God of the universe who provides for us all. Hallelujah. And we know that unity is coming together and uniting, fellowshipping with one another. That's what God wants us to do, is to fellowship with one another. If you're a Christian, woman, a man, even a young adult, then I would suggest to you to unite with your fellow Christians in the unity of God, in the admiration of God, in the fear of God. For we cannot say that we are a Christian when we despise this other Christian for no reason at all. You know, this is supposed to be a podium that God has orchestrated for us to be able to deliver the divine word of God through a medium where it wouldn't be a soul that would be able to say that I did not hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is what God has established as a pipeline of communication to deliver the divine word of God. You know, and I tell you, I just find it as heart-wrenching and hurting, a hurting thing when you find people that seems to be mad at the world or mad at you for whatever reason you don't even know. And you, we know that that's not godly-like. That is not of God, but that is of man or woman. That is of self. And God is not in that equation. But if you're going to say you're a child of God, then you're going to have to walk in the unity and walk in the light of God. Walk in the fear of God. Walk in the love of God for your fellow man or woman. And I'll tell you, you know, like I said, we're going to have to get it together. Because God said that he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. I'm telling you. So if your heart ain't right, you better get your heart together. You better clean out the crevices of your heart, because your God said he's coming back at a church without a spot or wrinkle. So if you got malice in your heart, hatred in your heart, that's not of God. And I'm here to tell you, you won't be making the list of going up yonder. So I would just encourage you on tonight to fellowship with other Christians and those alike that love to talk about God, love to fellowship, you know, with one another. This is what we're going to have to do. And I even find my own self, people look like just, you know, not saying anything to me. I haven't done anything to anyone, you know. But for whatever reason, but yet they say they save and they going to heaven. But I got news for you. You're fooling yourself. Because unless you live like God tells us to live, then you're just fooling yourself. We're talking about unity is what we need on tonight. We need unity. We need people that love one another. And God said, to love your neighbor. And if you're not doing that, then you are a disobedient child of God. That's what you are. If you are not treating your neighbor, I'm your neighbor. You're my neighbor. And if you're not treating your neighbor like God said, to love your neighbor as you love yourself, then you are not walking in the unity of God. You got to walk in the unity of God. And you got to love your fellow man or woman. You got to love those that despise you. You have to love those that has hurt you, that has said ugly things about you. You have to be able to forgive. And Paul said that if there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels, hallelujah, and mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord. And that's exactly what I'm talking about tonight. We're talking about unity is what we need. Friends, saints of God, kinship family, colleagues, hallelujah, those of you that are listening and alike, hallelujah. Paul is telling us to fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. That scripture reading is found in the law of Philippians 2 and 1 through 2. We know that unity in the church is the first thing Paul mentioned in Philippians 2. It is no surprise that he goes on to admonish, hallelujah, and the believers to shun under strain ambition, which produces bragging, tension, and confusion. It impedes ministry in local churches. Hallelujah. And then it desensitizes us to the Holy Spirit and prohibits us from meaningful contributions to the kingdom of God. We know that self-centeredness has the potential to create discord and impair the ministry of the church at Philippians. We know that the competition and the self-glorification, it understrains aspiration. It could be the only result of selfishness. And Paul encouraged all believers to embrace unselfishness, humanity, and holy ambition. These virtues and nurtures concern for the will of God, involvement in our communities, growth in our capacity to love, and consideration for the welfare of others. We know that submission to God through Jesus Christ positions us to make a difference in the world. For our community's needs, hallelujah, husbands and wives, employees, employers, friends, business partners, and mentors who seize every opportunity to act with unselfishness and humility. As we drive closer to God, He underneath spiritual, hallelujah, jewels that are hidden deep within us. Embracing unselfishness, humility, and consideration for the welfare of others. It empties us of ourselves and makes us vessels for God's use by expanding our capacity to love. When we are filled up with Christ, we are able to manifest, hallelujah, the kingdom of God on earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I know I don't have but a little bit more time, but I'm going to try to squeeze this in if I can. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we're going to read, let's see if I got time to read our key scripture on tonight. It's taken out of the law of Galatians 3:28, and it reads like this. It says, you are all one in Christ Jesus, and we are all one in Christ Jesus. We are disciples of Jesus. We are called the children of God. Hallelujah. And there was an instance of a church that was struggling, and everyone knew why. And there was two elderly church members. They had a conflict, and the people had been divided, loyalty between them, which made any kind of progress impossible. Hallelujah. We know that they blatantly disregarded Jesus' instructions on forgiving each other. That's found in the law of Matthew 6:14. Then they had a new pastor that came on the scene, and he spent several weeks teaching about forgiveness and trust. For a while, the people stuck to their divided loyalties and continued to slog along in their stagnant pool of distrust. After much prayer, the pastor felt directed by the Lord to take action. So during a morning service, he called on two men to stand. Then he asked them to forgive each other. He knew that if the church were ever to have peace again, a storm, hallelujah, of confrontation had to occur. The men faced off, they paused, and then embraced each other. Then we're told that tears ran down their faces as each other begged the other for forgiveness. 45 minutes later, the crying and the hugging and forgiving throughout the congregation finally stopped. The church was revitalized to serve together as a loving community for the glory of God. We know that forgiveness is a powerful thing, bringing and confronting calmness with it. We can enjoy harmony with God's people without it. The storm continues. So we know that we must invite unity in our lives. A part of our Christian walk is unity. Hallelujah. So we know that forgiveness is Christianity in actions. Hallelujah. And also we know that I would like to leave this with you on tonight. The next time you celebrate the Lord's Supper, I would like for you to think about your oneness with all who participated in the service with you. Hallelujah. And resolve to look beyond all cultural distinctions and do what you can to remove the barriers between you and others. I would encourage you to be merciful to those who have wronged you, just like I first stated earlier. Then you are to tell God, hallelujah, you will forgive them and accept them. Determine that with his help, you will show kindness to everyone, whether you feel like it or not. See the people around you as fellow members of the body of Christ. We know that this type of unity will enrich your life and embrace your church's influence in the world. Hallelujah. When Christians draw closer to Christ, then they also draw closer to one another. So I sermon on tonight has been, unity is what we need. Hallelujah. I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your mind and to impact your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would like the worship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you'll encourage to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Worship of Zion. Send your correspondence and make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will allow these selections to bring our program to his conclusion. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Come on again, pray. Come on again, pray. All right, come on, the mic. Come on again. Yeah.